all the way down to the corner of Mexico. That's just my daughter thinks it is, the corner of Mexico. Where is the corner of Mexico? Is it near the Yucatan? Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke. And, you know, you're hearing a little bit of Kenny Loggins and a little bit of Michael McDonald. It's pretty darn awesome. If you're into that kind of thing, which we are, so good for us. We're talking climate change today on Dueling Tangents. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to 1580 AM out of Columbus and 92.7 FM out of Madison. And you can hear us at KGOE. How the heck are you in Northern California? What's going on, man?
Yeah, we're very excited to be broadcasting to the leftist coast as well. We're excited.
I'm excited to be broadcasting from the bunker 3.2 or 3.1.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been tweaking it, so I'm really glad that you're happy with the setup, because I know we were kind of initially, we had a few different problems. There were a couple different hiccups, but we got them all kind of ironed out now.
There's another one.
Okay,
but,
oh, great.
Nothing that affects you or the broadcast in general, but... It's
we'll continue to keep tweaking then.
It's better than hearing myself in my like delayed about a second in my ear, because that makes me sound like I'm drunk, which is fine because normally I am, but I sound better when I'm drunk. Anyway, point is, actually I'm not. I made it through the whole weekend. I had maybe two beers.
There you go.
It was pretty darn awesome. Nice. I did not do any of the shots and everything, and I only had like three pieces of candy each night, so not too bad.
There you go. Nice.
You know, I'm doing my best not to pollute the area I'm in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're talking climate change. We're talking about solutions. Because, again, this is a huge – I mean, my God, that is an overwhelming problem.
Yeah.
That is something – I mean, even let's say even if we all get together and figure out a solution, you know, we'll figure out how to go up to the asteroid and blow it up, and Bruce Willis is going to drill and all that stuff. It could still all just not work.
Right. We could do a lot of different things. Like, no one policy is going to be enough to address the Goliath issue that is climate change.
Yeah.
Not just the United States, but everywhere. Like, that's why the G20 is important right now, because this isn't just a problem for us here in America. This is a problem that, as everybody around the world continues to consume and pollute at the rate that we have been for recent decades, without addressing this problem, the ramifications are just going to be terrible. And so it's not only that we're looking for solutions, we're looking for ways to talk about these issues so that you can go and talk to the people that maybe aren't listening to talking heads like Brian and I about these things, and then you could share why they're important to you and why they're important for people to get involved, so we can have great solutions like what we're talking about today.
Here's a couple things to just subtly get them onto it. You don't have to like point it out or anything. Just get them, if they're even remotely into anything, get into the Planet Earth series or the Blue Planet series.
Oh, I love that stuff.
You know, it's great stuff. That's like good. One of the coolest examples that really drove it home for me as far as how things go. So liners, ocean liners, right? We send ocean liners back and forth, and we're all familiar with it now because you know, everybody has an opinion on what's going on with the shipping lanes, and there's, you know, ships waiting to go into the port of Los Angeles and all this other stuff, right? So we're all very familiar with shipping. Hundreds of vessels go across the larger than you could possibly even imagine. It's huge, these vessels, with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of those giant crates, right? With the big things, basically every the modular crate, the back of trucks. The trucks, it's great because you can pick it up and move it, and it's pretty awesome. Very functional. My goodness, why are these? So I got the Zoom on my phone, and I got a spam calling in from California telling me I got a warranty issue.
KGOE was trying to reach you.
I know. So actually, it was California. It was Monticello. It was down in San Diego.
Okay.
Anyway, at least like a couple of these go down statistically every year.
Yeah.
You know, just was, for one was, reason or another, yep. Swell or they flip over. Doesn't matter. But they, you know, stuff goes to the bottom of the ocean and sinks and sometimes breaks open. And this one case, this one container was filled with hundreds of thousands of rubber duckies. You know, the little cute rubber duckies,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it burst open. There's hundreds of thousands of these rubber duckies that get released in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, right? Well, they found these rubber duckies in every single ocean in the entire world. Like, all over the world, these rubber duckies have turned up and washed up, which means that the entire system of the ocean is connected empirically.
Yeah.
So one thing affects everything.
I think that's great. I did not know that story, Brian. I feel like I came across and I remember reading a headline or something like that, but that I think that's an excellent point. It's like it's all connected, and so how we address this climate problem here in America is important, but it also needs to be addressed at a global scale, and that's what President Biden's doing in Glasgow this week with the G20 summit, talking about owning up to commitments that were put up forward in Paris in 2016 or 2017, I believe, 2016,
yeah.
2015 maybe. Right around the end of the Obama administration. But then we pulled out of them because of the during his administration, Trump pulled out of the Paris climate agreements. And so we did lose 4 years on that. And so I think it's really important that we're talking about these issues, the carbon tax possibility or this clean electricity plan, because these are the two things that I feel like, and one of the things I wanted to talk about when we brought up this subject is, okay, the clean electricity program is not going to be in the Build Back Better infrastructure, soft or hard infrastructure plan that's going
before
Congress.
But that doesn't mean it's
going
to go away either.
Right. It doesn't mean that it's not a valid solution that should be put up and voted on in a singular issue. And I think it's important to highlight that Republican lawmakers are unifiedly apparently against this. Like, it was Joe Manchin that removed it from this most recent legislative proposal. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to try to get senators that claim to be middle of the road, like Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, like Alaska. How is the senators from Alaska not going forward?
How are you not on climate change?
Yeah. How can you not be a leader on this issue? And Brian Schatz, the senator from Hawaii, is, and it's because of Hawaii. If sea levels rise, one of our states could be gone. Like
my birthplace, I'll never be able to get back there.
So
going back to the port situation, right? You got all those containers ready to be unloaded, and all those containers, most of them are going to go on trucks, and that's the trucks are the lifeblood of this entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
Moving goods mostly by truck. And although that does most of the wear on the roads and does most of the pollution that is coming off of roads, that's the most, the biggest mode of transportation for most of the goods that we have, unless you throw them on a train, and then in which case they get unloaded again on a truck, and then they go to the local places.
Right.
Point is, someone might say, why don't we just switch over to electric trucks, and have an electric truck? One, not as easy as you think. You're hauling lots of tonnage there for electricity. But two, the electricity you use isn't clean.
Right. It needs to be clean electricity to be able to address this net zero carbon issue. Like, if you're pumping electricity into electric cars and trucks to move the goods from the ports to the places they need to end up, it doesn't actually address the problem of us burning these fossil fuels and emitting greenhouse gases, because the issue still is you're burning coal or natural gas or whatever to get that energy. So we do need to incentivize these utility companies to transition to renewable energies. And to me, everything that I've seen from the piece that was stripped out of this infrastructure bill, I don't understand why it couldn't be a standalone bill and then voted on. And so I feel like this is something that we need to push for. Climate is important. And it's not going to be in this most recent round of infrastructure legislation that looks like it's going to be passing soon. But I think it's really important and something that we need to address.
All right. So let's go to the phones. Let's see what Dick from Madison has to say. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, guys. When I was listening to you guys earlier about the numbers of people that, on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, that are all for this environmental stuff, and then you turn around and they want to double down on the idiot that pulled us out of the Paris, it doesn't make any sense. Another thing, somebody that was quite visionary, Jimmy Carter, way back in 1978, he wanted to revamp the rail system more, I'm talking about freight rail, and he wanted to go to major hubs, which would have saved the roads and got a lot of trucks. The trucking industry battled with him over that. It made perfect sense to me. You still had trucks, but not near as many, and they took them to major hubs, and rail brought it the rest of the way. and thereby took lots and lots of trucks off the road. Now, I'm not saying that trains are perfectly clean, but, you know, that was
over
40
years. It's better to have one
ago.
Engine than 500 trucks, I would say that.
Yeah, and just getting them off the road in general, but from what I've heard and read, the Teamsters lobby was really strong at the time. And they're
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Sure. They got hundreds of truckers they got to go and figure out how to employ, and that's part of their strength.
But it made perfect sense to me. And the other thing is, going electric overnight's not going to work in my mind because the power grid is such a mess.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle it if you flipped the switch tomorrow. Couldn't
well, you'd
do
be
it.
Fine if you went through Texas on coast. That's pretty much it.
Well, and I don't think anybody's saying, Dick, that this is going to be a magic switch that's all of a sudden going to flip and we're going to address this problem. I think the matter of the yeah, issue at hand is we've got to be able to pass this legislation. We got to stop kicking the can down the road. We got to stop saying, oh, yeah, climate's a really
yeah.
important issue,
right.
And we'll get around to addressing it next legislative battle.
I wish they would have worked more towards hydrogen as far as cars. They really do, but...
I'm skeptical of leaving hydrogen in the hands of civilians, especially ones who light the entire forest on fire to tell everybody what gender their kid is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this: no matter what is going to happen, we're going to have to change something. And in that type of large change, you're going to screw a lot of industries over. If you want healthcare, you want universal healthcare, you're going to screw over the insurance industry. You got to figure out how to mitigate that problem, because otherwise you're going to have a whole bunch of people out. But again, climate change, if everywhere has a drought, you're going to have a lot of migrants coming up. You're going to have a lot of people seeking asylum because they don't have places to live, because the place they used to live in is 135 degrees in the winter. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of problems and we're going to have to figure out how to deal with them. Maybe we should have everybody on board instead of saying no, 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 kick the can down the road. Maybe we should have something that, you know, mitigates the circumstances, makes it easier for, let's say, you know, if we're going to put a bunch of truckers out of work, I'm not saying that we should, I'm just saying if that's the solution, maybe we should figure out how to mitigate those circumstances, because the cost is real and that's what's stopping people from going and dealing with the larger problem, which is, you know, the whole world could be burning soon.
Well, yeah, and it's not that I think, like, obviously the truckers, there's still going to be a role for truckers too. It's just, it's going to dramatically change. And so I think it's important that we're having these conversations, and you got to bring everybody to the table as well, because if you're not
yes.
having the decision makers and the people that are going to play a role in it at the table, I'm not saying this needs to be something that all of a sudden we decide overnight and we snap our fingers and then boom, it's done. It's going to take a lot of different people that have a stake in the game to say, yes, this is an important issue and we need to address it. And that's really what I think it comes down to. But let's go up to Joe in Madison. She's up next. How are you doing today, Joe?
Good. Great discussion, you guys, and good luck with the transmission, Brian. It's a headache. Hope it goes the right way for you. yeah. I would say in terms of the clean energy section of the this whole Build Back Better bill that's moving through Congress, you know, it was interesting. I saw a headline. It's so daunting because we all wanted this bill to come out at this high level of, you know, I think it was $4.2 trillion, and it's carefully being whittled away at this thing and that thing, and this obviously being a very important issue that has been left at the side. There's a woman who writes a blog. Her name is Digby, and she had a great point. She said, you know, it's important to think about how this is being framed. No matter... as it is going now, this is still going to be a revolutionary bill. It's going to be a huge bill in terms of the impact it will have on the trades, for example, the number of people who are going to be involved in rebuilding America because of the monies that will be supplied here. All the lead pipe in the country is supposed to be replaced. That part has still been kept in the bill. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of great health for people. So she said, and I thought it was a really...
Sorry, Joe, to cut you off. And yeah, we're actually going to dive right into that. So your tangent led us into where we're going next. We are Dueling Tangents, yeah, with Luke and Brian. Be like Joe. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.